Hello and welcome to episode number 400 of the Rollo and Slappy Show. Today is March 11, 2024. I'm Rollo McFlugel, and with me is my co-host Slappy Jones. Show notes page for this episode is McFlugel.com/400. So we are this momentous episode, episode number 400. We started this off. We just got on the call together, said, hey, how's it going? Fine. Then I said, do you want to start this recording? Because I don't have anything to talk about and I'm tired and I don't want to record for that long. So for such a big episode, we really made sure to prepare something really special for you guys. I'm sitting here eating scrambled eggs. I got home late. And yeah.
What do you put in your scrambled eggs? How do you make them? Do you milk, cheese, just straight eggs? What are you putting there? Chives or something weird?
This was just eggs.
Yeah.
Chives are weird.
I like chives. I don't know if you put them in eggs or not.
Yeah, on occasion I will. Right now, this is pretty much plain Jane. Like I said, I got home late tonight, and I wanted to get... I'm in the middle of the busy season at work, trying to sustain, you know, not get into terrible shape and health during it. So I wanted to get a workout in, so I did my push-ups, and was running late to get on the call. So this is just salt and pepper with some ketchup on top.
Solid. That's the great thing about it.
In lard. Yeah. I mean, you can do a lot. I am a big, I'll dice up some onion, maybe some peppers. I have pickled pepperoncini for my garden that goes really well with eggs, but I kind of forgot do that. It'll take pretty much almost any kind of meat.
Yep. Goes with them well. I love. And jeez, you can eat them just plain by themselves. They're good.
Yep.
Love eggs.
I will on occasion because what we call scrambled eggs, where you just kind of beat them.
Scramble eggs.
And then throw them in the pan and then just kind of, you know, and then a little bit of butter or hot or some fat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That is not really true scrambled eggs. True scrambled eggs are a French thing. And the way you make them is that you get like a saucepan. Not something too big. Cause you want it to have some, the eggs take up some height in the pan, and over low heat, you just stir. You crack the eggs in, you don't break them up or beat them or anything, but you just start stirring over low heat. And you stir, maybe add some, a little bit of salt in there, and you just keep stirring. I think in the beginning you throw a little bit of butter in there.
Yeah.
But you just stir and stir and stir. And eventually the yolks will break up and it will take it'll get less liquidy and almost I don't want to say cottage cheese like consistency, but almost like a custardy thing. Yeah. And then in the end you throw in some heavy cream to kind of stop the cooking process. And that is, it's different. It's very different. It's not like
good.
Yes. Have you done it this way?
I have. It's a workout.
It is.
You're constantly stirring the whole time, right? I mean, that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's, if you do it that way, you are having more of a refined meal, if you will. So
I rarely do that.
Throwing some diced, right. But that goes great with why am I blanking on what these are? I just toast. Was using them. Perhaps toast, but you want to have like a good bread.
Yeah.
To do that with. What the little salty, man, why am I blanking on what this is? Little salty.
Crackers. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Man, I can't believe I'm blank. Like my brain, I'm just done. I'm tired. I'm gonna.
You're like a bicycle.
I am. Exactly. Now, what are the little green things usually in like vinegar or salt?
Capers? I don't know.
Yes, thank you. Capers. Man, I don't know why I blanked on that. I use them all the time. I love them. But yeah, capers are very good with that. And also some smoked salmon goes extremely well with that. So very, very tasty. We should call this the egg episode.
Egg on your face.
As I take it. Mm-hmm. Oh, egg on the face of all the people that haven't bought Bitcoin because we're at the all-time high.
Yeah. How about that?
Bitcoin came to celebrate episode number 400.
Yeah, what's the price?
And maybe right this now? Episode, it's not quite at the all-time high anymore, but 72,200.
It was. Okay. How high did it get?
Almost 73.
Yeah.
Not quite there, though. Maybe I'll celebrate episode 400 by actually posting the right episode this week.
You could do that.
So I put, yeah. I got a couple messages from people saying, hey, it looks like you put last week's episode up again. And I did. I was tired. I don't know. I'm just going to say that all the time. I'm tired. I don't care. Why do we do this, Slappy?
Good question.
For the people.
It is for the people.
You know what's funny? I don't remember. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I was going to say, I don't really know why we do it. I enjoy doing it.
That's what I was going to say, because it was, there was, I saw on Twitter the other day, some podcast, I don't know, never really heard of it. And, there are people complaining that it was behind a paywall or something. And these guys were like, how dare you complain that we're asking to, you know, make a little bit of money on this because we give up time with our families and friends and doing other things to provide you with this content. And it's, you know, acting kind of like, yeah, doing this big sacrifice for people. And and maybe they are. I don't know. I don't know other people's lives, but it's just,
I can't imagine people just put more time into their podcast than we do.
If you are, because obviously no one's better than us. If
right.
You are putting more time and effort, then you're just doing it totally wrong.
Not being efficient.
Yeah. But if this were like a laborious thing that took me away from things I wanted to do and like friends and family, it's like, sorry, Slappy, but we're ending it. And all this really is just it's an excuse to hang out.
Yeah.
Once a week and talk.
Well, I don't
complain about things.
I'm going to defend the podcasters. People, if it's a good podcast, and, you know, I guess you could go the ad route, you could do a paywall. I don't know. I don't fault people for.
Oh, I have no problem with people making money off a podcast. Certainly we operate a multi-gajillion dollar operation with.
This is all a giant advertisement for Mugs where we make our money. So that's why we do the quote free podcast. Of course, we're
you're always.
Yeah.
If there is no product, then you are the product.
Or that's right. That and so is. All our products are listening.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, good products. We just the number one podcast listened to by mugs.
By mugs, yeah.
But, oh, yeah, I have no problem with someone putting stuff behind a paywall.
I do when I want to listen to it and don't want to pay for it, but.
Yeah. But
no, I mean, if there's a podcast that I really liked and I listened to it and they charge to pay, I mean, I would either pay it or. Like, I don't know. I don't. I'm
not
thankful for the free podcasts I get. I think that's cool that people do that mm-hmm. and put them out for free. You know, I guess they try to make money other ways. But a paywall might actually be better.
Yeah, it's for people that, you know, really want to get it. So I have no problem with putting stuff behind a paywall or whatever. But it was just the reaction was funny because it would just be like, hey, man, like, all right, then don't pay it for it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be really weird if we were like, well, every Monday we do this, so you need to pay me. It's like, well, your podcast, or like they wouldn't say it's about our podcast, but like other podcasts, they might be like, it's not that good. I kind of listen to it and, you know, because it's free. But obviously the time you put into it doesn't mean people are going to pay you for it. Like, sorry, you're missing time with your family. That's on you.
We don't have a labor theory of podcasts.
No.
The more you put into it, the more good. Thank goodness we don't.
Yeah.
It's actually the opposite of the more time you put into it, the better it is. Because
yeah, actually, the amount of money we get paid for the preparation we do for our episodes is...
It would be difficult for us to
calculate that.
It would be extremely difficult for us to put less time into our podcast. And on your end, all you do is just show up and talk.
I really don't for a little like. Bit. I don't think I could possibly put less time into this.
Yeah, especially too, because I was late this week, but most weeks you're like, I'm going to be a little late. Case. You didn't even show up on time.
I know. That's
you
good.
Never, every week it's like, hey, Slap, you have anything to talk about? Nah.
No, what do you want to talk about? Okay. I don't know. I kind of looked at Twitter a little bit. Saw something on this. You want to talk about that? No. Okay.
I don't want to talk about the latest thing on Twitter.
What is the latest thing on Twitter? I might have seen it.
The tomboy thing?
I did see that, yeah. And that's what you want to talk about today? Can we talk about something different?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Because it's just engagement farming. And
what I think is incredible. So I did see this, and we are going to talk, maybe not about it, but kind of about it. What I think is incredible, it was everything about this was stupid on, like, all sides. How did it blow up? It was so just not a – it was so stupid. How, like, there's millions, probably billions of tweets every day. How did this one blow up?
It's a good question.
Like,
I don't know.
It was so stupid. I get it when there's like, I don't know. I guess I don't know. I don't know what it is.
People love to rage.
Like
reaction to it.
I just saw so many people talking about it. Otherwise, I would have just been like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever, move on. I don't even think I would have read it. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, what? Yeah.
So here's what I'm getting at, right? The girl who, I guess, started it. So you have the girl who posts a video of her fishing or whatever she was doing, or hunting, or I don't know what she was doing. And then another girl goes, this isn't feminine. If she did that expecting to get this kind of engagement, she's a genius.
You're
a genius.
You're really
because there's no way. Like, how could you possibly think that was going to do anything? Maybe she didn't. Maybe she just posts
all
day
rage.
And took off. But I just don't understand how that
works. Can you not hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, no, it's just because you're breaking up a lot.
Ah. Why?
Now you're fine. I don't know.
I just don't under. I don't. I was just saying I don't saying. Understand. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
No, it's stupid. So my reaction to, and I blocked the person that was, because I'm just done with it. But my reaction to it was that it's talking about masculinity and feminine and masculine and feminine, because we talked about this with like the Manosphere stuff. It's all these influencers that start talking about what it is to be masculine and what it is to be feminine. When it comes from that, like the trad side, and I don't mean that as, I mean that is like the stupid internet trad thing. Is that it's all just like a caricature. It's all surface level stuff. And it's all this kind of stuff, the stuff that we complain about too with these people that have this newfound Christianity or anything else that's like that, from trying to like adopt this like right wing kind of thing. It's all just the aesthetics. That's all they care about. So this girl's like, well, I am the epitome of being feminine because look at these fancy clothes I'm putting on and then being dainty and putting on all this makeup and everything. That like, and that's the irony of it, is that, and why horseshoe theory always wins, because I forget what her name is. I think she's supposed to be like conservative type or whatever. Presumably would be, railing against all like the trans people. But her idea of being a woman is the same idea that a trans dude thinks being a woman is that you just put on clothes and cake on makeup and, wow, you are that's where the feminine nature comes from. It just shows how utterly stupid and surface level these influencers are with this kind of stuff. It's pathetic. I can't stand it.
Yeah, but everything on Twitter is surface level. Like if you were like, I can't think of a good one. You're not a basketball player. Basketball players aren't a basketball. And then you're like, yeah, but there's a lot more to being a basketball player than just owning a basketball. There's also all the time and the hours in the gym and the da 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 and dribbling, whatever. Like, obviously, it's all going to be surface level. That's what Twitter is.
No, but that's not the same. I mean, this is when you say this is what being a feminine woman is, and just like
I have to remember
posting videos of yourself putting on makeup.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
that's
there's
not, like, that's just thought, not what it is. It's the same.
I'm never gonna find
it's
it
the
now.
Same thing with like.
But with, I like, mean, if they Bitcoin, say that's
we
what
can criticize Bitcoin Twitter.
Yeah, but that's what I don't know. I don't feel, because I agree with you ultimately, but it's like, obviously, like fishing and hunting are not feminine traits. It doesn't mean you're a man because you fish or hunt.
Right.
Like I have certain feminine qualities too. Like when my son gets hurt, I might give him a hug. If you know, sometimes you got to be hard on him. Mm-hmm. But there's like masculine and feminine things. I thought the tweet was like, what did it say? Like American girls are all masculine because some girl went fishing or something. I don't know. Or building a house, whatever.
Yeah, it's all just so.
It's all like it's so, all so stupid. Stupid. It's but so that's stupid.
And that's why it's just like I just don't. It's annoying.
And then everyone's like
dumb and stupid. But that's what a lot of people gravitate to, and that's what you see with all this stupid trad stuff, and the anti-leftist stuff. That it's not based on anything of substance. It's just whatever makes me feel good because I'm attacking my enemy. It's stupid. Like, that's why
trad aesthetic thing that goes on. It's like just wear a dress and stand in the field and pick flowers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so stupid, like, and that's why it's all and that's why all these influencers are stupid, annoying idiots that are just grifting, and it's annoying because people just be a normal person, and like actually advance.
It's the incentive structure.
Ideas.
It's the incentives.
Okay, so I'm done. And this is, I hope the recording comes out better because I think we're lagging. There's something between our two audios. And you're cutting in. Am I clear to you? Am I cutting in?
I can hear
you,
yeah. Am I cutting in and out, I guess? I can hear you fine.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Anyway. Something more important. Extremely important. And we thank Howie Roseman, the GM of the Philadelphia Eagles, because he's obviously a listener of the podcast. A lot of people have been making comments about our podcast that they really like the podcast, but they skip the first 10 to 20 minutes of it. I guess they're trying to claim that we're not talking about Bitcoin and they don't want to hear about Philadelphia sports teams, which I don't understand that.
Yeah, interesting.
Today, the Philadelphia Eagles signed Saquon Barkley to a 3-year deal.
Yeah.
And why is that such a momentous thing? Because Saquon Barkley is a Bitcoin guy. So now, when we talk about the Eagles, we are still in Bitcoin podcast mode because Saquon Barkley. And I will dare say that Saquon Barkley is the premier NFL player in Bitcoin. Like, he is the there's no better, you know, either current or former NFL player as far as Bitcoin goes, because Russell Okun went off the stupid end of the pool and started talking about, or what did he buy, like NFTs or something, I guess ordinals or something.
Yeah,
it's gonna, actually an ordinal is not an NFT, it's something. And it's just, and this is what drives me crazy, is that when people are like saying, like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just looking, you know, exploring. There's nothing wrong with exploration. There's that kind of lame excuse for doing something dumb. It's like, I just don't want to just reject anything and everything. I want to learn and explore myself. I was like, oh, okay. Do you really need to explore the idea or the action of sticking a fork into an electrical outlet?
If you want to know what it feels like.
Yeah, or standing on the railroad tracks and exploring the idea or the concept of your body stopping the train coming. Like, it's just, I know he was kind of, I'll call it, this is not meant to be like too negative about, but just like what I would consider weird stuff, like getting into more weird things, you know, his exploration thing. Wasn't he going like some like weird, like water fast or something? Or
yeah, he lost a ton of weight.
Fasting from something. Yeah, well, yeah, losing the weight, that's one thing, but it was like something like that doesn't seem healthy at all. I know people do water fast, I know people do food fast, and yeah, fasting's good, but it was something kind of like
40-day water fast. I mean, I'm not a health person.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty impressive, to be honest.
How do you, like, what does that mean when you do water, a 40-day water fast?
Just water, no food.
Oh, he was not fasting from water. He was just drinking
water only.
Huh. I didn't know you could survive that long.
He did it. He also, I mean, he was a defensive tackle or offensive tackle. He was a big boy. Had a lot of stored energy to burn, too. Longest I've got on a water fast is 5 days.
Wow. I think I've done 2 days or just under, not really on purpose.
Yeah, I did mine on purpose. Otherwise, it never would have went that long.
Not that it wasn't Not on purpose, but I don't know. I barely remember.
No.
But yeah, anyway, so now what's kind of interesting about, I mean, well, not interesting. I don't know what I'm saying. But Saquon, I think it was like $50 million over 3 years. And I wonder, you know, and it doesn't even need to be about him specifically, but it, like, what it would be like if he took that in Bitcoin for him versus, yeah. And we talked about this when Shohei Ohtani signed his like extreme mega deal, and it doesn't really make sense to work your contract in such a way where you're not front loaded in a fiat environment. Like if it were denominated in Bitcoin, then yeah, it would make sense to
I don't even know how much money it would take to defer payment. Like if they were like, I'll give you $10 today or $10,000 a year from now.
Right.
It would have to be pretty large. I don't know what that number is.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I know we're kind of might be cherry picking, but I just looked at what Bitcoin's done in the last year and it's tripled in value.
Yeah.
And we're might be at a spot now where,
but you know,
we're
what? It's gonna... okay to cherry pick because everyone loves to say, oh, it started at 65 and it went down to 16.
Right. It's speaking of that too. It's funny that we're not getting any people asking how the Get on Zero people are doing now.
They were very concerned about us, you know, over the last 2 years, year and a half, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they.
Maybe they stopped caring about us.
I think we gave up. It must be. I don't know. It's weird. It's
like we're so concerned. They kept checking in.
Maybe we should be concerned about them. We should check in on them.
Yeah, I haven't heard from you. Just want to make sure you're all right.
We should check in on how the checking in on Get on Zero is doing.
Yeah.
But could you imagine, like, it's, you wonder what contracts in sports are going to be like when, because we've never had, I mean, when did contracts in professional sports start, like, making these guys a whole lot of money?
1990s.
Yeah. And so we were already in a, you know, way down the road of fiat. Now, inflation wasn't ripping like it is today, but it's interesting to think about. Let's say that we're in a under a Bitcoin standard. Like the Bitcoin has taken over as the global monetary standard. Contracts in sports, like, how different are they going to look? Because if you have an appreciating money, it makes kind of like Bryce Harper's contract for the Phillies is going to, towards the end of it, like, it's really not going to be, and I don't know how it's structured, but just assuming that it's, you know, evenly paid out, the real value that he's going to be paid is going to be way less 10 years, however long it is in the future, than it is today. And that's why we were kind of talking about the Shohei Ohtani contract, is that it's like, man, like, even given a, you know, kind of a modest, if you will, rate of inflation, by the end of Ohtani's contract, I mean, it's going to be the per year salary is going to be basically a fraction of what it is this year.
Yeah.
And so let's say, you know, you're getting offered a contract to play football or something. If they pay you one Bitcoin per year, then, you know, that value of the contract is going to go up as your, as time moves on, because it's going to depreciate in value. But, you know, and maybe some players, you know, if you get a guy in his prime, maybe he peaks, you know, a couple of years into his contract, and then you're happy to do that. But otherwise, you know, especially if you sign a guy to a long-term contract. I mean, Bryce Harper is not a good example, because he's always going to be the best baseball player in the universe. Mm-hmm. So let's use Shohei Ohtani as a better example. You know, 10 years down the road, he's presumably not going to be as an effective player as he is today. So do you want to be paying him in terms of real wages or real value more at that point? So, and this has kind of been a discussion in general about, like, how will salaries work for all of us underappreciating? Then you're not going to be getting raises probably like we do today. Like, every year, everyone just kind of gets that adjustment wage. It's mostly due to inflation. Maybe you get a merit raise, but even most raises aren't keeping up with inflation. So, it's weird, but, like, you might get asked to take a lower salary in terms of nominal wages, but you're still going to be doing better.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild to think about. Now, I don't know that will ever really be the case. Because can you imagine? I don't know. It's just, our brains are so in tune with the fiat system that if, like, you're not getting a raise every year, something's wrong. But really, you're just getting a raise because the money's becoming less valuable, but and we've been, like, become entitled to it. Every year I better be getting a raise, and if I don't, then screw my company or whatever. But really, what it should be, you should only be really getting a raise if you're adding more value.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you are. Hopefully the longer you're in your job, the better you do, the more leverage you're given your company for producing stuff or bringing value or whatever. But I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on like what sports contracts are going to look like, how much they're going to change?
I have no idea.
I would imagine they're going to kind of be front loaded.
I'm still shocked that sports continue to be, like, growing in popularity, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of.
Like, I think the product in all the major sports is worse today than it was 20 years ago.
I agree. I mean, and
the,
like,
rules have changed to make it worse. Mm-hmm. You have great athletes out there. Certainly not saying that, but it's just not as I enjoy watching them, but not I haven't watched a game all week.
Is it because we're just older?
It could be, but like, and the rules have changed, but like things like you watch an old NBA game, like, you know, late 80s, early 90s, even those early Jordan runs. The game was completely different. Like, it was so different and so much more fun to watch, in my opinion. Even if, like, I would rather watch that game today than a current game. The players were tougher. It was like, you know, you go in the lane, you had to earn your points. Now you're not allowed to breathe on anyone, and everybody flops all the time. Like, that was a thing you saw in college. The girl from, I mean, I know it's a girl, but the girl from Iowa, fans storm the court. She gets bumped, throws her head back, falls down. Guy from Duke did the same, like a 7-footer from, I don't know how tall he is. He was a big guy from Duke, did the same thing when the students stormed the court. And then all the talk is like, we can't have people storming the floor. Like, I agree, students storm the floor way too often, but like, that's, I don't know, that's always part of college sports that was fun. That I enjoyed, and like people being tough instead of taking flops constantly all the time in every sport. It's like you get tapped, fall down, draw a foul. I think it was the Europeans coming into the NBA that started it, and then it's crept into every other sport, because it used to be a thing, like, you come in the lane, you're not going to go through me. Now it's just, ever since the Europeans started coming over to play in the NBA, so soccer's influence on all the sports has made it worse. There's my theory. I'm sticking to it. And then, of course, the concussion lawsuits with the NFL changed the game. I mean, it's a big liability for them, so you're not allowed to play defense anymore.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I agree. The 90s for me was the heyday of the NHL. And
that was fun. It was a different game. It was a tough game.
There's clutching. Yeah, there's clutching and grabbing. I mean, John LeClair was a
pro. He wouldn't make it today.
Well, one of the reasons he was such a prolific goal scorer was that he could stand in front of the net.
You couldn't move him out of the way.
He was huge.
He was tough. He was a big guy, big body in front.
Now you can get a, you know, a 5'8" guy who weighs 175 pounds in front of the net. You're not allowed to clear the porch.
Yeah.
Whereas if, like, you wanted to do that, you were going to get the snot kicked out of you.
And it changes the game.
John Tortorella got suspended 2 games for yelling at the ref. It's stupid. It's insane.
Yeah. It's all this, like, I don't know. It's hard to put my finger on exactly what it is, but it's everyone's, like, just complains and whines, and this, like, idea of being a victim is just pervasive in our society all the way up through professional sports. So weird. There's no tough guys.
Yeah. No, although that said, just I forget the name, the dude on the Rangers is a, you know, young guy, not much of a career yet, but the Delorier fight a week or two ago against the Rangers.
I didn't see that game.
That brought us, that was like all over Twitter, that even people that don't really know that follow hockey all that much was like, wow, this was a good fight.
Oh man.
The old Rock'em Sock'em robots. Yeah, it was good. Even it was a nationally televised game, and even those announcers were just like, ooh. They didn't really talk much except every go, whoa. And it's great because the fans love it. And yeah, it's just, I don't know, something about it.
Oh, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah. Okay.
We're way off the rails. We're 40 minutes in.
Yeah, and I'm done. I don't have anything to talk about. We can barely have a conversation because we're not synced up, and we just started going, and I think people are going to complain about the audio. And guess what? Don't complain. Don't tell me about the bad audio, because I know. Hey, you guys know that the audio wasn't that great. Yeah, I know. And also, we don't really care. So our gift to you on episode 400 is abuse of our listeners. So, again, I don't think there's going to be anything posted here, but show notes page for this episode is mcfugle.com/400. And thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Peace.